all of you, everything you wound out aside, I guess.
And underneath that, you kept the potatoes and things?
Uh-huh. If we dig sweet potatoes or iced potatoes and put under there, and we keep wood under there to keep it dry and... Mm-hmm. And, it seemed the front part of the house was on a level with the ground, mm-hmm. but the back part was higher. The ground was unlevel, you see. Mm-hmm. But the house was level, the floor rather was level, but it had to be a lot higher in the back to be mm-hmm. level with the front.
What did you call this area under the dairy?
Well, we called it the under the house.
Uh-huh.
Under the house.
And a little room off the bedroom where you could, a little room in the bedroom where you put your clothes.
Well, that would be a closet or a dressing room.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear another name for bedroom?
Sleeping room?
Do people use that term, sleeping
room? I've always just heard the bedroom.
Uh-huh. What about sleeping porch?
Well, we used to have a sleeping porch.
Now, what is that?
Well, we had a real nice house, and it had a back porch with 7 windows in it and 2 doors.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it was, those windows, you could close it up, and it would just be a warm, good room.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's hot weather and you want to raise it, the windows and let the air just come in, there you had that. And that was called a sleeping porch. That was a sleeping porch.
When would people sleep out on the sleeping porch?
Well, we slept on winter and summer.
Mm-hmm. You just close it up for the winter?
Uh-huh.
And if you had a lot of old, worthless things, like old, broken furniture, you'd say, well, that you're going to throw away. What might you call that?
Well,
you say it's not good anymore. It's just...
It's no good. We'll just store it. That's what I usually think, mm-hmm. You know.
Well, you'd say it's nothing but...
Trash.
Okay. And where would you store it?
Well, it's different places. It's just wherever you had a place to store it.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of a junk room or a lumber room or plumber?
Well, I've heard of junk rooms.
Heard of what?
I've heard of junk rooms.
Uh-huh.
And I guess that's where you'd put the... And then sometimes you put it up in the attic.
Uh-huh. And the thing people would sweep with, you'd call that the...
A broom.
And if the broom was in the corner and the door was open so that the door sort of hiding the broom, you'd say the broom was...
Behind the door.
And a long time ago, on Monday, women would get their dirty clothes up and they'd go do the...
Laundry.
Uh-huh. Did people use that term laundry back then?
No, I'm going to wash today.
Uh-huh. And it, what about the next day?
I'm going to iron today.
Uh-huh. What did they call that big black thing they had out in your yard?
Wash pot.
Any other name for that?
No, I don't know of another.
What about something you heat water to make hot tea in?
Tea kettle.
Did people ever call the wash pot a kettle?
Yeah. No, I didn't know it called a kettle. It's too big for that.
Mm-hmm. What's a kettle like?
Well, a kettle is something you boil water in. I have a tea kettle and I make coffee. I boil water in to make coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And I scald dishes with it sometimes if I don't want to run so much water to get hot water.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have hot water to pour into vegetables when I'm cooking them if they're getting too dry.
Mm-hmm.
And then